I'll call the meeting to order. Adoption of the amendment of the agenda. Any additions, correction?
Michael was waving.
What? Do we have a motion to approve?
I got a motion from Michael.
Is there a second?
Randy, second.
Hey. You want to? Are we going to do the roll, Patty, or how are we doing this?
Yeah, we'll need to.
Okay.
So, here we go.
I couldn't find myself.
I thought Jeff? I only had that trouble.
So, for the roll call, Jeff?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
It's good.
Staffers on a unanimous. Number three, approve the minutes from July 21st. God, that's a long time since we had a meeting. July 21st. Oh.
Move approval, Lisa.
I'll second it, Jeff Bertram.
Any other discussion? Additions, corrections? Okay, Patty, call the roll.
All right, Jeff?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
All right.
Number four is the third quarter financials. We need action on this. Somebody's going to go through them, or how do you want to do that?
I think maybe Linda should talk about how she restructured it a little bit so you guys can see what she changed when she updated the report for October or September.
All right. So first of all, it's just kind of the layout's a little different. I tried to put the order in the same from one page to the next. So your first page will have your revenue section, and it has your operating and capital, which is mostly what is the Great River budget that's approved, that's supported by the signature of the state of Minnesota. Can you hear me? Are we good? Okay. So, so that's the top section. And then when you get into like the restricted revenue is our grant funding. And then our committed revenue is some designated funds for specific purposes. And then we have assigned revenue. And so those just follow along when you get to the breakdown of the money, how it comes in and how it gets expended that comes later in the report. So otherwise, all the numbers are the same. They're just on the same page even, just a little different order with different headings so that they're grouped according to the revenue type. Then the second page is pretty much exactly the same. It shows that your balance carryover from the front page, and then it shows what we have in the accounts for our cash and investments. And then that ties out, so the bottom should always be zero at the bottom of that page. And then I changed the third page, which is our balance, bank balance and investment activity. I just moved that from page 4 to 3, because if you look at page 2 and page 3, you will see the same numbers. You will see that our Bremer checking account has the $56,301.08 in it. Our petty cash account has the $393.36. Our cash, petty cash out in the branches has $2,015. And then the Magic and Bremer accounts, the $4,021,770.61. is also listed on page 3 at the top. It shows you how much is in the Bremer account and how much is in the Magic. I just wanted you to see that those numbers were matching. And so that's the only reason I moved that page up one. Then page 4 is a breakdown of the revenue by the operating and capital funds, which again are the budgets that are approved and supported by the county signatory payments and the state of Minnesota. And that just shows you exactly how we're doing on budget through the third quarter of 2020. and we're pretty much on track on pretty much everything other than our miscellaneous. Fine money is going to be low this year. We aren't collecting fine money like we would have projected based on COVID and based on, you know, not being open and collecting as much money as we normally would in that situation. And then we've also waived some, is it juvenile fines? Yeah. And I think when this budget was set, we still maybe had some projections in there for that. So we expected that to come in under budget, and it is showing that. The rest of them we expect to come within budget or close. And then it's just some notes to that revenue, how they're counted. Some of them are fiscal. They're spent fiscally, but received, you know, and receipted in our calendar budget when we actually expend them. So that's what some of those notes are. And then when we go to the next page, it's just our expenditure showing the quarterly operating fund summary by budget line item and how we're doing overall and by category. And then we go into the fund balance adjustments, and that page is showing how much, I don't want to say this, your capital and your operating budgets don't change. They're set. That's what they are for the entire calendar year. You don't change those. However, when you get into a fund balance, that's money coming in and changing. You're expecting payments for a specific reason. Like we get our legacy grant money. It comes throughout the year. We don't have a budget until we receive the money. When we receive the money, we put it in. When we expend it, we expend it. So that's just kind of like a note showing you why the budget changed and when it changed. And then there's some notes to that. If there's anything like unusual, I'll put a note in there. And so that's pretty much that third quarter report. Did anyone have questions or need some clarity? We did make some changes in some of those fund balances as far as their classification. Karen and I did talk with our auditor. So we're cleaning some of those accounts up. Those that are revenue, like our revenue fund, which comes from usually some miscellaneous in our Minnesota County Insurance Trust rebate, or I don't know if it's called a rebate, but that money, we budget for the next year budget, or we budget it in our revenue. So we're showing that where we actually expend it instead of holding it in a special fund. So and that's kind of how MinLink is too. They were just showing up kind of doubly, and so we're cleaning those up. So I can answer questions if there's anything specifically you wanted to know about.
I do, Dave. When you say cleaning up, does that mean we had issues before, or I thought we had a clean audit? And how do you
Okay. When I mean cleaning up, I mean, I should say clarifying.
Okay. I was a little concerned because, about when you say you're cleaning it up. So
we're making things more direct, more easily trackable and understandable. And we talk to the auditor, and it's just like, he was holding money and then moving into revenue. What happens now is when the money comes in, it's receipted to revenue for the operating budget as it was budgeted right away. It doesn't have to go into this fund and then be moved. It's kind of like a dual transaction, which just didn't need to be done.
Okay.
If it's supporting your operating budget, it will be receipted directly to your operating budget and not go into this assigned fund first.
Okay. I'm just a little concerned about the term.
Yeah, I shouldn't have used that word. Sorry. Sorry, Dave.
That's okay. Thank you. Got me worried.
No, we have always had a clean audit, so.
Any other questions? I guess I had one on our, you know, your certificates of deposit. They really ain't worth a whole hoot and lot right now. Would it be to our advantage to just hold some of them in something else, and maybe mid-year they'll be worth more money, or is it just something we've always done?
What we're doing right now is we're holding more of it in the savings account. We're not in as many in CDs right now because the CD rate is quite low. We did get a 0.2 net today on a CD that we did invest in, but I don't even know. I don't even think half of what's coming due we're reinvesting at this point.
Okay.
We hope it gets better, but there's also some things if we're looking at different types of investments, we would have to have that approved in January and we'd have to talk to our auditors. There's certain things we can and cannot do as a public entity. And I would have to check with them if we're looking at possibly some other types of, you know, interest-bearing accounts that we can use. But right now, we're just hoping they turns around a little bit better and we can get some better rates. But
I personally think that's a pretty good idea. I mean, I guess it could go lower, but you know, the trend should be that they would turn around here as we maybe move out of this.
We would hope.
Yeah. Anybody got any other questions? Otherwise, we do need approval of this.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any other, any further discussion?
That was Lee.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, Patty.
Okay. Jeff?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Got it.
Number five is budget projections. It's on page 13. Questions for Karen, or anybody?
Mr. Chair, Jeff Bertram, the first line, the first bullet, interest revenue is expected to exceed budget by 14.9% based on what Ed and Dave, others were talking about. Is that, I guess, well, how are we figuring that? I'm just curious.
That's because we're locked in for many of those CDs through the end of this year and part of next year. I think next year's interest revenue for the budget will actually be under what we budgeted because we set it so far in advance. So if you look on page 15, you can see that the interest revenue is actually coming in higher than what we anticipated, but that was because we locked in CDs at higher rates after the 2020 budget was set back in July of 2019. So we will actually exceed interest revenue for this year. It's next year that we'll be under.
And obviously, you're factoring that in for next year's budget then, knowing that, okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. That's what I was going to ask. What are we applying that interest to? So, to the budget.
I think, right? Yeah, the question becomes, it's, you can see at the end here that we've got about a $300,000 surplus likely at the end of this year. The interesting part is this is a 27th payroll year, and that's the next agenda item. But that's not counting the money we've set aside designated to support the 27th payroll. So that surplus revenue could actually be higher than that if the board decided to use that 27th payroll fund to support the 2020 27th payroll.
Karen, can you run that by me again? I must be a little slow.
I didn't know. Jumping ahead, but yeah. If you look at page 18, you can see in the end, we're projecting roughly a $304,376 surplus. That's including running the 27th payroll through the 2020 operating budget. So normally in a 27th payroll year, we would use the fund that's been dedicated to support the 27th payroll because it's an extra payroll for the year. and take that $200,000 and apply it to that last payroll. However, because we're running a surplus, we wouldn't necessarily need to do that. So the board kind of needs to let us know, do you really want a $300,000 surplus or more like a $500,000 surplus to roll over into the future budget years? If you do use that 27th payroll fund, then at some point you'll have to build up to support the next 27th payroll, which is in about 10 years. Typically in a normal year, there's only 26.
I think you have to jiggle the toilet thing. It's running.
Right. So it's kind of it's confusing because it doesn't happen very often. And at one point the board set aside money knowing there would be a 27th payroll this year. But as you can see, we're running a surplus even with that factored in. So the decision then is, do you use the fund and have a bigger surplus, or do you leave that fund for the next time that happens?
It's a financial version of Halley's Comet.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, you know what's happening in 10 years, and Lee might still be around for that. I don't know about the rest of
them. I say leave it up to Lee. He can deal with that 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Well, I personally think that we should not have as high a surplus because my board looks at that kind of stuff and then says, what are you doing here? You know, so I would rather see the lower surplus than the higher one. So.
Okay. Mr. Chair, this is Randy. You know, you got me confused on these 27 weeks of payroll because like the county, I mean, you got 52 weeks in a year, you get paid every 2 weeks, so that comes out that, you know, if you go every 2 weeks, 12 times 2 is 24, but then you got the extra 2 weeks that we pay out for our staff, 26. Where's this 27th one come from?
It happens, typically it involves a leap year, and it's the number of Fridays in the year, I believe. So
what do we do different at the Great River than at the county level?
We actually budget for it, I think. Like some budgets are big enough that you can absorb that.
In Morrison County, you got to do it Deb's way. That's the difference.
Well, I'm glad you told me that because now we're going to do it Randy's way.
Well, we just budgeted for it in Todd County. I mean, you just have to take care of it.
Deb will run you over and you'll still have Firestone tracks on your head.
So basically, yeah. Randy, you got one extra payroll this year for more cigars.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead, Karen.
I was going to clarify something on that 27th payroll. Not like biweekly for Great River could be biweekly different for you guys could be off the other week than us. I don't know if you pay exactly every other Friday, the same every other Friday that the Great River Regional Library does. So the year the Great River has 27 payrolls may not be the same year that he has a biweekly payroll. But any biweekly payroll at 11 years is going to have a 27th payroll happen. It's just one day adds up and all of a sudden it winds up being a Friday payroll or a Thursday whenever you pay in.
Cost you more money, Randy.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear there, Commissioner. All right. Thank you, Karen and Linda, for that explanation. I'll have to talk to you.
It's confusing, but we kind of do need direction, knowing that the surplus is here, how you want to handle the rest of the year.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mike.
I concur with Dave. I think my board would do the same thing. If they see the surplus up too high, they'll want to cut it back. I'd rather just keep that surplus a little lower, add it to the next one.
Right now, our payrolls are running about 254,000. So this is 220,000 we have in that special designated 27th payroll, which could sit there, I suppose, until the next 27th payroll. We wouldn't really have to grow it too much to meet that obligation in the event that the next time it happens, our budgets are tighter and we actually need to use those funds.
So Mr. Karen, when would we have to make a decision? Do we have to make one this year, or could we wait on this, or what would we have to do?
Well, the projections aren't an action item. It's just information for you to have an idea of where that's going. In terms of the 27th payroll, we would need to know if you wanted to use the fund before that payroll is run at the end of the year. What I'm hearing is to just leave it sit, which is fine. We should be able to cover that with the current operating budget. And then going into the, I don't know, I'm jumping ahead on your agenda here, Ed, a little
bit. That's okay.
But the last thing
at that point, we might as well finish it now.
Yeah, the last thing we'll need from the committee is if you want to use that full surplus for the 2021 budget like we did this year, it would be helpful to know that before we have to set up the accounts for the year end and the beginning of the year.
So what I'm hearing is that we don't want to see that surplus any bigger than we have to. As you know, I'm probably not as concerned about it being bigger this year as I was in the past because I got new people. Probably it'll take them a little while to catch on. So,
Spence will call in.
What a great way to look at it. They're young and inexperienced. They don't know nothing.
No, I think Jake Bowerly's going to come and he's going to serve on the library board.
You'd have to move to Stearns County.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank him.
So I think is the consensus that we maybe just leave that sit and use the surplus of $304,000.
Yep. And if you, last year, I think you waited until budget planning started to actually take the surplus and roll it into the next budget year, but you already have established that we're doing that this year. So if you wanted to take action on that agenda item 7 tonight, that would allow us to just build that right into the base budget planning for next year. So if you look at number 7,
yep. It's
basically taking that estimated $300,000 surplus from this year and using that as a revenue line for 2022.
But if we write the 27th payroll out of there, it would not be 300. Or you're saying we're going to use the set-aside money and then roll the $304,000 into the 2022 budget?
The $300,000 includes the 27th payroll.
We did enough
budget tightening this year. Like, we didn't fill positions. We didn't do programming. We didn't do all staff day. We stopped driving around. Like, it really added up.
Okay.
And so we do anticipate that 27th payroll coming out is included in that $300,000 surplus.
I think, Ed, we're all saving money, but just wait till the storm hits.
Right. And who knows how big that storm's going to be,
I know.
You guys, come on. You came through a fire just a few years ago. We're going through COVID, and you guys are sitting there saying, oh, we're going to have a bad time sooner or later. Guys, for Christ's sake, we're there already. And we're still here.
Write that in the notes, what Lee said, so we can get even with him later. So.
Okay, so we got the 27th payroll discussed, and now we're on number 7, the surplus. If we want to roll that into 2022 and we start the budget process, and that one does need approval.
So move, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry.
I'll second that, Lisa.
So we're just going to go right into the motion here.
Yep. So the motion's been made and seconded to
Got it.
Use the surplus for the 2022 budget when that becomes apparent.
All right. So are you ready for the vote?
Any other discussion? Otherwise, Patty will call it.
Mr. Chairman, Jeff Bertram, because this is my last meeting, and I listened to all the discussion, let me just say this. Mom and Dad were very successful, and when things got a little tough, they really got conservative. And when things got a little bit better, they still were conservative. And at the end of the time, you know what? They ended up just in a sweet spot. I listen to the commissioners because you guys have to fund it, but you know the storm's coming, and God bless Lee's optimism. But if I've got $20,000 in my checkbook, I don't go spend it. I keep it because I know something's going to hit. But everybody's in agreement to, you know, do what you're doing, and that's fine. But tough times are going to come, and rather than having to lay off people and make some program cuts and stuff at some point, rather than waiting for it, it's not doom and gloom. It's being very proactive, I think. So you guys are better prepared for that than I am. But I certainly will support it because you guys fund it.
But and
word of caution.
I appreciate that, Lee. And I guess I would echo your comments had we not just commented on how much surplus we have. You know, we still got surplus there to fund the storm if it does come in the next couple of years, I think.
And you're right, Mr. Chairman, and you're going to need it.
And Mr. Chair, we're allocating for the 2022
budget.
We can always change our minds down the road if things really turn to heck. So I think we're just making a decision right now, and later on, if things get down to the nitty gritty, we can change our minds on what we want to do with that surplus. So,
correct. Am I right? Yep, I believe you're right, Nate.
Yeah, okay. A group of farmers that were standing around at the elevator, and they were complaining about how prices were bad, and then prices got good, and they were standing around at the elevator complaining that those good prices won't last.
And they all drove brand new Chevrolet and Ford pickups.
Yeah, for sure they all had new
pickups. Because they could afford them.
Brand new John Deere tractors, too.
Yep.
All right. All I want to say is everyone get this out of you now, because the board meeting's not going like this.
Well, we'll see. It's Jeff's last meeting. At least we're smiling, right?
Right.
True.
Well, Lisa, we were commenting before that, you know, Zoom has got a lot lighter. There's not quite the seriousness in it that it used to be.
True. Which is good. I actually called Karen today and said, figure out how to put music on when they all come on.
We had music. You just
did.
No, we did.
I was late.
I didn't
hear. Thank you.
And look at Lee. He's talking up because he doesn't care about getting reelected anymore, because now he doesn't have to be worried about being politically correct. Way to go, Lee.
I haven't worried about politically correct much at all. But yeah, it was nice to prevail in the last go around here a week ago.
Okay, I think we got the discussion over. Patty, you want to call the roll?
Certainly. Jeff.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
Dave.
Aye.
Lee.
Aye.
Ed.
Aye.
Michael.
Aye.
Randy.
Aye.
That's it.
Number 8 is our next meeting, February 16th, 2021.
Just for a note, Mr. Chair, I won't be there.
Michael, we're missing.
Yeah.
We're going to miss you.
Yeah.
And Jeff.
Yes.
I'm still going to come and sit in the spectator side.
All right.
You get 2 minutes there, Jeff.
You have to sign in.
Yeah.
I'll sign in.
I ask you to be quiet.
Any other comments? You know, thanks, Lee, or thanks, Mike, for all the input over the a few years I've been here. I know you've been a part of the finance committee for some time before I even got here. So I thank you for your time and your contribution to this.
Yes.
That's because Pat termed out and he left. He moved on.
Okay.
It's kind of like Benton County. It's okay. Whoever draws a short straw gets the library board.
Not going to depend on there on how much you talk about it, because that's what happened to me.
I don't know how I got this job.
Well, Spence termed out. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had it. You know, Spence was there for 9 years, I believe.
But all kidding aside, I have enjoyed being on this board, seeing things, you know, a good discussion on a lot of fronts. We haven't always agreed on every little aspect, but it's always been good discussion, and there's been a lot of respect throughout the, you know, the board. So that's kind of the joy of taking away from this board.
If you guys would have been on the board when Jeff and I first came on, you wouldn't be making those comments quite so happily, am I right, Jeff? We've had our ordeals when we first started, and it was quite exciting. You went home wondering, huh, why the hell am I on this committee? So
the most memorable one, Mr. Chairman Dave, is when we were there for orientation, waiting in front of the door to get in. It was ten or whatever, and I knew Dave was a former sheriff, and I looked at him. I said, "Are you packing?"
Yeah, there was a bunch of them hanging out there.
In like those first few meetings, I didn't even know who the director was. I'm sitting there, who's our director? Oh, they're not, well, we can't say who it is. Oh.
Well, we had an interesting commissioner from Morrison County, and I'll just stop there.
Okay. Well, nothing else. No other comments. We'll adjourn.